Today we're going to finish Law of One Session 26. Last week we did the first half. Session originally was received February 17, 1981, 33 years ago, re-listened version. We're concluding Ra's explanation or teaching regarding human history for the last 75,000 years. And let's see how long it takes for our talking this time. But it may be that I want to do a real quick summary, as I've said in the last few classes, of what I put together on the PDF and what's called ET and Earth Contact Brief History from the Raw Material chronological timeline. Maybe I'll be able to do that at the end of today. But we'll try to, I know our time is a little shortened here, but I'll try to pull this together in 45 minutes or 50 or so. So in session 26, initially, there's some discussion last time we talked about sources, complete sources, sources of information regarding the Law of One offered by the Confederation in the last 3,000 years, since the time, since the withdrawal after the Orion and Confederation interventions in Egypt in the time of Moses. Ra said that there really hasn't been any full, or cannot be a full transmission of the Law of One because it's really beyond language and it includes everything. And it's an experience. You can't, it's not a concept, it's a reality. So to put it into concepts, obviously is going to lead to is a partial presentation. You can't, you can't, you can talk about sweet, but only when you taste it, you know what sweet or sugar is. You can talk about sugar, but you have to taste sweet to know what we're talking about. So there's some understanding of the Law of One in the Bible, in the New Testament, in the Old Testament. And Ra talked about Jefferson and Franklin being wanderers who offered thoughts or ideas containing idea, the concept of free will or liberty or human rights. That more wanderers came in after that time. Some discussion of Lincoln as a walk-in. And Tesla and Einstein and more information coming from the Confederation, and then the misuse or the negative use of that information. We don't have to go over that ground again. We have before, and I will in a summary. And so the new material today begins midway through the discussion of the Confederation metaphysical assistance given to the people who died in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And Ra explained that the force of nuclear detonation has the potential to disarrange the spirit complex, body-mind-spirit complex, three energy fields, or three terms for or a triadic energy field of our beingness evolving in time and space. They were able to do the integration of souls or spirits to make sure that those who suffered the death that way could continue with soul progression. So 26:22, Ra says, the use of intelligent energy, transforming matter into energy, nuclear detonation, is of such a nature among these weapons that the transition from space-time third density to time-space third density, or what you may call your heaven worlds, is interrupted in many cases. Meaning, the normal death process of going from 3D physical to 3D non-physical, 3D space-time to 3D time-space, can't happen as it should. Because of this disarrangement of the highest level of energy fields. And I'm sure that Orion knew, that that was one of the intentions for Orion guiding human scientists to devise nuclear weapons, which is to destroy portions of the Creator. Orion does whatever is bad, whatever is ugly and deceitful and wicked. That's what they do. And that's the human Illuminati who are subaltern to them. They do the same thing. Ra explains how they work with them. 2623, Ra said, those who were destroyed, not by radiation, but by the trauma of the energy release, found not only the body-mind-spirit complex made unviable, but also a disarrangement of that unique vibratory complex you have called the spirit complex, which we understand as a mind-body-spirit complex, to be completely disarranged without possibility of reintegration. So when Ross says mind-body-spirit complex unviable, they mean physical death. When they talk about disarrangement of the spirit complex, that is a much more esoteric disordering of that energy field. Ra said this would be the loss to the creator of part of the creator, and thus we were given permission not to stop events but to ensure the survival of the disembodied mind-body-spirit complex, meaning mind-body-spirit complex, us without physical body. They said that they did that in these events of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And then also they were, and by way of that, they lost no spirit, no portion, no holograph or microcosm of the macrocosmic infinite one. So here we have a list of synonyms for the overall mind-body-spirit complex. Mind-body-spirit complex in the disembodied state may be called a spirit. Mind-body-spirit complex is a portion of the infinite one, like the wave is a portion, could be called a portion of the ocean. A holograph, because the sevenfold nature of mind-body spirit complex, seven chakras, right? Seven energy fields associated with the seven chakras. Those seven energy fields associated with the seven chakras can be understood as the triple form of body, mind, spirit complex. So you can arrange the seven into a three. That's the point. It's the three which is a seven, or the seven which is a three, and the three is ultimately a one, and the one is ultimately a void or a totality or infinity, and that's the path of return. And so mind body spirit complex can also be thought of as a microcosm of the macrocosmic infinite one. And there are Hindu paintings that show all portions of the body as the location of deities, that the body is a heavenly realm for the deities, and the different chakras are associated with different gods, and the different sub-chakras and points along the body and regions are associated with the seven-dimensional system as a whole. That's very interesting. And Ross said, 26.4, that they accomplish this through our understanding of dimensional fields of energy. The higher or more dense energy field, meaning sixth density being higher and more dense, will control the less dense. Control means has power to manage, to determine, determining, has determining authority over less dense energy fields such as mind body spirit complex. Mind body spirit complex is not the form of beingness in sixth density or higher. The three has become a one at the level of the law of one, late sixth density awareness or consciousness. Ross said that, I'm not going to read Don's questions because I'm trying to go a little fast here. 2625, that the death by nuclear war or nuclear detonation is more traumatic than, what Don is calling entrance to the heaven world or astral world by, or death by a bullet or normal means of dying of old age. Don is, many people, they say, if it's not black, it must be white, right? Well, it's not black, it must be white, right? So if you're not with us, you're against us, right? This stupid human thinking is endemic or rife among humans. Just because it's not up doesn't mean it's down. Just because it's less, just because Ra could help these souls to maintain their integrity as a soul, as a spirit, as a mind, as a unified or integrated mind-body-spirit complex, doesn't mean that that death is no more traumatic than dying of old age. Ra said it would be more traumatic. It is traumatic. However, the entity remains an entity. So we have to be careful. It's not either or. It's both and or. It's much more subtle. And there are multiple causes to every outcome. There are multiple purposes to every lesson or testing. This is a multivariate system. There are multiple variables, all changing simultaneously, affected by each and every one of them, that are all in play in any situation, as the causation of any event or any state of mind, as the outcome of any event or any state of mind, as the choices for any at any decision point, and reality is infinitely complex if you seek to analyze. So we have to be very careful with that. Ross Don 2626 says, "Can you tell me the condition of the entities who were killed in Nagasaki Hiroshima at this time? What's their condition?" Ross said, "They of this trauma have not yet fully begun the healing process. They are being helped as much as is possible," and that is a very kind of soft pedal approach or explanation. They've not yet fully begun the healing process, which means they're not really even in the healing process. They've not yet fully begun. So they've partially begun, but not fully begun. So what is partial beginning? That ain't much. I've partially begun to leave my house. What does it mean? I've thought that maybe I will. It's certainly not much. And so they're being helped as much as is possible is another kindly way of saying that some of them are unreachable. So this is very serious stuff, right? And this is the result of what? Confederation intervention with Albert and Nicola? Partially, yeah. Right? So I will have a lot of complaints to speak to the elder brothers in the Confederation later on. So Don goes on 2627, when the healing process is complete, will these entities dot 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 or will this experience of death due to nuclear bomb cause them to be regressed in their climb towards fourth density? This is a very deep question and complex answer. You see, Ra is just giving just the first level answers to Don's questions. If Don pushes any one question, we're going to get deeper and deeper layers or levels of response or answer or understanding. Don has many questions and many other things to ask, not only about one question to deep to multiple levels of depth. And so the raw material doesn't explain everything about everything. But I think, as I've said, it explains what it explains is perfectly undistorted, actually. And gives us a lot to go on to continue our research or our understanding. So Ross said, such actions as nuclear destruction affect the entire planet. There are no differences at this level of destruction, and the planet will need to be healed. Similar to the fact that all the Maldek souls went into the Knot of Fear after the destruction of Maldek, 600,000 years ago. The planet will need to be healed. Actually, it was 500,000 years ago, Maldek was fully destroyed. There are no differences at this level of destruction. It's an event that affects every soul on Earth. even if they were not physically affected at that time. And it affects the entire biosphere, the entire planet energetic web. And the planet needs to be healed, not just the people. So it has effects on the etheric levels and on very all invisible energetic levels of the planet too. And Don specifies and says, I was thinking specifically, if an entity was in Hiroshima or Nagasaki at that time, and he was reaching, he or she reaching harvestability at the end of our cycle, would this death by nuclear bomb possibly create such trauma that he would not be able to not be able to be harvestable at the end of the cycle? Good question. And Ross says, this is incorrect. Once the healing has taken place, the harvest may go forth unimpeded. However, the entire planet will undergo healing for this action, no distinction being made betwixt victim and aggressor, this due to damage done to the planet. This very esoteric, number one, these souls will surely be able to harvest to fourth density if they are capable, or will surely experience the harvest. However, they may not be doing it at the same time as the rest of humanity, as far as I can see. The healing hasn't fully begun, meaning the healing hasn't fully, is nowhere near really being completed. Once the healing has taken place, which obviously will be a little bit of time from now, when Earth may already have its fourth density cycle well underway. But then, once that healing has taken place, their harvest may go forth unimpeded, as far as I can see, meaning they're not going to be on the same timeline as the planet because they haven't finished the healing. However, the entire planet will undergo healing for this action. I don't exactly know what Ra means by that, but it's a very significant the healing that they'll undergo is associated with a planetary healing, which perhaps can't be done completely until their healing is done completely. And no distinction between victim and aggressor, it means that in the unified energy field of the planet's seven-dimensional energy field, in which human beings, body mind spirit complexes, are incarnate in the third density space-time level, all human beings will participate in some way in the healing of the seven-dimensional planet field associated with the healing of these beings too. So I'm not exactly sure how that plays out, but it may well be carried forward into the fourth density cycle to come. Don asks about the mechanism of planetary healing, 2630. Ra explains, healing is a process of acceptance, forgiveness, and if possible, restitution. The restitution not being available in time space, there are many among your peoples now attempting restitution while in the physical. Don asks, how do these people attempt this restitution in the physical? Ra says, these people attempt feelings of love towards the planetary sphere and comfort and healing of the scars and imbalances of these actions. So, world peace movements, global peace meditation groups, religions, New Age groups, individuals, ecology movement, environmental protection, save the whales, save the dolphins, save the wolf, save humanity. All of these movements may involve people doing metaphysical restitution by simply the attempt and the projection of love, the attempt to develop feelings of love, and the projection of those feelings towards the planet, which involves comfort and healing of the scars. So it's a kind of metaphorical way of saying planetary healing associated with meditation and groups and individuals, that are trying to send love to the earth as a whole. Now, Ra's explanation of what healing is valid for us individually in the microcosm too. What is healing? Healing is a process of acceptance, forgiveness, and if possible, restitution. Now, these are core principles. So Ra said, know yourself, accept yourself, become the creator. Acceptance of self, forgiveness of self, and direction of the will as the means to magical personality or the way of healing. So knowing oneself, accepting oneself, knowing others, healing, accepting others. That then leads to forgiveness, which is based on understanding, not only which is acceptance and knowing. Know yourself, accept yourself means understand your mind, understand the mind, understand karma, understand your responsibility, understand your co-creation of your mind and your life and your relationships and the types of people who are in your life. The types of people who are in your life you have brought into your life by birth, by choice during the incarnation, or by choice before the incarnation, which comes out as birth family. So, by choice before incarnation, by choice after or during incarnation, we determine who we'll have relationships with. And some of them may be very negative folks, or very distorted, or very selfish, dot, dot, dot. So, part of healing requires taking responsibility for those people in our life. This is a very advanced level for most folks, but that's required to really move to forgiveness. And so acceptance and understanding, very much fourth chakra qualities, leading to knowing and wisdom, deep understanding, deeper understanding, fifth chakra, or blended fourth and fifth chakra development, in my view, then can lead to forgiveness of self and other. I forgive my mother, my father, my brother, my sister for being as they are, which may be heavily distorted. But I also accept that I put them there in my life somehow, for various reasons. And so you see, it's not for some reason, it's for many reasons. Well, it happened for some reason. No, it happened for many reasons. That's the thing. This is a multivariate system. Multiple variables all in play simultaneously affecting each and every one of them, changing and morphing continually. So acceptance leads to deeper understanding, deeper knowing, deeper wisdom, and including our sense of responsibility for the co-creation of whatever it is to be healed leads to forgiveness. Then that may or may not allow or lead to restitution in the physical. Restitution might mean saying I'm sorry. It might mean taking someone out of your life, saying sorry, I love you, but stay away from me. Or blessings to you, but don't ever contact me ever again in this incarnation. So restitution is a whole nother story, and we can talk about that later. But acceptance and understanding, leading to knowing, and taking a fair responsibility may, well, ought to lead to forgiveness of self and other. And then restitution, if possible, or action. But that is the sequence of healing. And you can take that to the bank, and that is for sure, and that is universally valid, regardless of technique. Even in Buddhist meditation, which is not very psychological, actually, in the original, it is and it isn't. It's not to be lost in psychology or self-identifications, my feelings and my. But it is surely investigation of mind elements. Even then, there too, there is acceptance and understanding and knowing and taking responsibility, or leads to that, and can lead to forgiveness and release and moving beyond all that. That's the sequence of healing. And it's important that we know it well. And I've learned it really from the raw material. So, once upon a time, I had no idea of the principles of healing and balance that Ra discussed, even though I'd read the raw material a few times. In the 80s, I had no sense of what that was all about. So, anyway, let's move on, and we really need to finish this session. At 2632, now we're getting into UFOs, Orion, and move towards the final discussion of sexual energy transfers. So, moving to UFOs, 2632, Don says, then, as the UFO phenomenon was made obvious to many of the population, many groups of people reported contact. Many groups of people reported telepathic communication with UFO entities, Space Brothers movement in the 50s, i.e., and many recorded the results of what they considered telepathic communication. He wrote this beforehand and is reading it. Was the Confederation, shall we say, oriented to impressing telepathic communication on groups that became UFO or interested in UFOs? Good question, straight up. The UFO phenomenon is very much associated with the nuclear age, the development of nuclear weaponry and technologies in the 30s and 40s, in the 50s, coincided definitely with the new, with the resurgence of UFO contacts and sightings and claims of relationship. Ra explains, this is correct, although some of our members have removed themselves from the time-space, from time-space, using thought-form projections into your space-time, and have chosen from time to time, with permission of the Council, to appear in your skies without landing. So, yes, the Confederation did sometimes impress telepathic communication on UFO-related groups, of course. And also, some Confederation groups have basically projected themselves from time-space or 3D astral to 3D space-time physical, so that they appeared in the skies and but didn't land. That had conf So again, when you see a UFO, if you do, there are three sources: Confederation, Orion, and Made on Earth. In general, Ross says that most of them are Orion or Made on Earth, and I think that's the case, and that's easily determined by an understanding of the law of free will, non-infringement, which requires that only those who are qualified should be shown, should be given the catalyst of this kind of multidimensional appearance from life beyond the material world. It's considered an infringement to show a miracle to people who are not seeking or ready for that. That's why Ra didn't land 18,000 years ago. That's why there is a law of free will, or the preservation of the prime directive, the law of free will in practice, is to not give beings that which they're not seeking. Not that you can say they're not ready for, but actually, it's that which is determined not to be beneficial to them, generally because they're not seeking it. And so that's why in Buddhism, the display of miracles or siddhis is very frowned upon. Monks have been thrown out of the Sangha for displaying magic powers. Thrown out on the same level as, various, very serious, harmful forms of misconduct. So it's considered a very serious non-positive action to appear to do a miracle or display of magic, unless it truly serves the awakening of those who appear, or those who see the appearance. And so that's why the Confederation doesn't land on the White House lawn. And said, and Ra says, we help them, we simply would help them sleep more comfortably. So this, again, we've talked about this before. That's why they didn't do the landing. And that's why most UFOs in the sky are either made on Earth or they're Orion. Because there's no control over who would see it if they just do a mass flap flybys these days, and many people would be upset, and Ra and the Confederation doesn't want to do that. 2633, then are all of the landings that have occurred, except for the landing when Eisenhower was contacted, Ra said in 54, are all of those landings of the Orion group or similar type groups? Ra said, except for isolated instances of those of no affiliation, this is Garak. So maybe the group that, I guess it was Travis Hickson, Pascagoula, the Syrian trees, the group from Third Density, positive, that picked him up and checked his war memories. Maybe they are non-affiliated, but in general, except for rare cases of non-affiliation ET groups, which is interesting, right? There are planets that are not affiliate that are positive more or less that are not affiliated with the Confederation. They're not negative either. But except for those rare cases of non-aligned planetary groups doing a flyby or something, most of the landings are Orion. Are all of those landings of Orion group or similar, except for the isolated cases, it's correct. And so most of the landings are Orion. So when you see a UFO, it is not a good idea to say, come take me. 2634, is it necessary in each case for the entity who's contacted in one of these landings to be calling the Orion group? Or do some of these entities come in contact with the Orion group even though they're not calling that group? Very, very deep and important question. We may not finish this session today. We'll see. These are all, you can see these are philosophical questions actually, or they bear on metaphysical philosophy. The way the octave operates, the way higher dimensional beings interact and interface with humanity. These are all principles of soul evolution. 2634, Ra explains, you must plumb the depths of fourth density negative understanding, meaning 4D negative entities view. This is difficult for you. Once having reached third density space-time continuum through your so-called windows in the quarantine, these crusaders, Orion 4D negative, may plunder as, and then the whole thing is in brackets, may plunder as they will, the results completely a function of the polarity of the witness or subject or victim. Now, that is not a happy thing to consider. Once Orion 4D negative is already in 3D space-time, passed through the windows in the quarantine that they perhaps discovered by their clever ways, they may plunder as they will. They may do whatever they want. But they don't do, they don't bomb cities, right? They don't zap cities. They don't do 10,000 person pickups, abduction pickups, right? In the middle of the meadow. There are cases of mass abduction, but they're not many. So, from what Ra says, the Crusaders may plunder as they will. They may do whatever they want. That's interesting. We think that they're not allowed to. They're allowed to. However, you can see they're very limited in what they do, because they're not limited by the Confederation or the Council plucking them from the sky. They're limited by the reality of the law of free will, by the law that they must operate within, whether they like it or not, in which by which they may lose metaphysical power if there is an unsuccessful outcome to various activities. There are many, many, many things you can imagine they might do, right? Zap the city, or abduct a stadium full of people, but they don't. Why? Not because the Council stops them or the Confederation stops them, but because they stop themselves. Why? Because they know that if they did that, they would suffer major depolarization if they didn't reassert the free will of the humanity thereby affected. Very, very subtle thing. they stop themselves by their need to continue progressing on the negative path. They think that they're the boss, but actually, the laws by which they progress are boss to them, are superior to them, are sovereign to them. They are subaltern. They are in a lower level, like the Archons to the Demiurge. The Orion group is subordinate to the laws of the Logos. It's the laws of the Logos that they must follow for them to continue on their wicked ways. So they may plunder as they will, however, they are very limited by their need to progress, which is the law of free will, or their need to be in conformity with non-infringement or not depolarized by infringement. Anyway, Ra explains this is due, meaning their activity is due to the sincere belief of 4D negative that to love self is to love all. Each other self, which is thus taught or enslaved, thus has a teacher who teaches love of self. Exposed to this teaching, it is intended that there be brought to fruition a harvest of 4D negative or self-serving mind-body-spirit complexes. Now, this also is just a first-level teaching. You can say that their view is to love self is to love all, but we know that fourth density negative requires a very significant blockage of heart chakra. So you can't say that they love anybody. You know, the top negative Illuminati fellows on Earth, they don't love anyone. They don't love self. That's not love. It's grandiosity. It's arrogance. It's pride. It's conceit. Conceit is not love. You know? So their view really is, you know, you can distill it to Ra's level and say, well, you can call it loving self equals loving all, meaning I am everything, and so I do everything for me means I do everything for all, sort of. But really, their view is that, you know, do what thou wilt is the whole of the law, as Crowley said. That's really their view, that humans should do whatever they want, religion is bunk, God is bunk, you can do anything you want. And what you really should do is be the kingpin of all. And then they all want to be the kingpin of all. And that Ra's calling love of self, but it's not really love of self, it's just conceit and arrogance and pride and a sense of the supreme importance of the separated self, associated with their personality and their little body and their mind. This is saying, you know, the wave is the ocean. Like that. Now, the way they teach others is to enslave them. Each other and other self, which is thus meaning, the way of their manifesting the idea that loving self is loving all. The way they manifest that is their teaching, which is an enslavement. And so they're teaching love of self, which is really the supremacy of self desires, self-oriented desire. Do whatever you want. Self-serving will. That's what they call love of, that's what Ra calls love of self. The primacy, the supremacy of self-serving will, the will to serve self. That's not love of self. That's not love, but Ra's trying to put it into a fourth dimensional perspective, or using the word love is associated with fourth density. Meanwhile, they're blocking heart chakra. So you can see how this gets confusing, and we wonder what that's all about. So the teacher is teaching love of self. It's not love of self. It's not really love. It's the supremacy of self-serving will, or selfishness. Or desire. Exposed to this teaching by enslavement, it's intended that there be brought to fruition a harvest of 4D negative or self-serving mind-body-spirit complexes. So the intention is to fill out their ranks. Don doesn't actually pick up on that because they need to cough Carla. She's still not so well. It looks like we're not going to get through this session fully today. Sorry. This stuff is all very heavy. And unfortunately, we can't go. I can't go faster. So Don doesn't pick up on the subtlety or complexity of this whole issue of what 4D view is, and how we, why it's being called love of self when it's not associated with love at all, but enslavement. But sure, Orion does intend to increase their harvest of negatives, but I also think Orion is very pleased to be destroying mind-body-spirit complexes by nuclear detonation, and very pleased to be keeping lots of 3D souls from graduating to 3D to 4D harvest or positive, and keeping them repeating third density. So all of this is very complex, and this is just the surface first level discussion. 2636, Don goes on. Then I am assuming all of the UFO groups who were getting telepathic contact from the Confederation were, shall we say, high priority targets for the Orion Crusaders. And I would assume that a large percentage of them were, shall we say, or had their information polluted then. So we're talking about UFO groups, Confederation contact, them being high priority targets for Orion, and then that their information was polluted or distorted by Orion. Can you tell me, because Don is thinking about, groups that he knows of, and teachers or leaders, and bodies of information that he knows of the 50s and 60s, 70s, Space Brothers contacts with channeled information. And he's wondering, to what extent is this going to be polluted, and should I not trust that material? And so he says, can you tell me, do you have any idea, what percentage of these groups were heavily polluted by Orion information? And if any of them were able to remain totally or purely a Confederation channel. Now, of course, Ra's not going to give numbers or talk about this one or that, this contact group or that contact group and this information, that one. But we can get a sense of what's going on here. If you are a channel for the Confederation, you may well be a target, obviously. Ra explains and says, to give you this information would be to infringe upon the free will or confusion of some living. Right? So free will includes the free will to remain confused and have the opportunity to pull yourself out of confusion. Free will, in many ways, is the freedom to move out of distortion. That's what free will is all about. It's the free will to become undistorted or to move to knowing from confusion. We can, Ra goes on, we can only ask each group to consider the relative effect of philosophy and your so-called specific information. It is not the specificity of the information which attracts negative influences, it is the importance placed upon it. In many, many, many contacts channeling today, you'll see a importance and a unstated or covert or assumed or implicit importance placed upon specific information, like details of the extraterrestrial lifestyle or details of hyper complex multidimensional physics using all sorts of new vocabulary. Many contacts like that. Or all sorts of specific information that seems to be what the contact's all about. That attracts negative influences, or is the result of negative influence, or leads the group to be ineffective in truly supporting love light, or helping people grow themselves spiritually in love and wisdom. That goes, Ra goes on. This is why we reiterate, we iterate quite often when asked for specific information, that it pales to insignificance, just as the grass withers and dies, while the love and light of the one infinite creator redounds to the very infinite realms of creation, forever and ever, creating and creating itself in perpetuity. Very poetic. They're still naive. Sorry, guys. You're nice poets, but you don't work with humans so well. It pales to insignificance. It's not important, specific information. Just like we're talking about, the principles of healing and balance here. The presentation of the principles of healing and balance are really, really more important than Ra's explanation of secret Orion activities. People are interested in those things. When was the pyramid built? How was the pyramid built? What about the rooms in the pyramid? How big are they? Who developed that? What time and, what place? That stuff is very not important. But what helps us open heart and develop the love of wisdom, the love of seeking wisdom, the love of loving truth, the desire to love truth, the appreciation for loving truth, the appreciation for loving virtue. These are really important, much more than specific information. And so it's the love and light of the one infinite creator, or the totality of infinite love light in the creation, which is really important for us to consider, to realize as the central focus for contemplation. The sun, the sky, nature, the phase of growth and change, the love and light that supports all that. Why then, Ra goes on, why then be concerned with the grass that blooms, withers, and dies in its season, only to grow once again? Due to the infinite love and light of the one creator, this is the message we bring. Each entity is only superficially that which blooms and dies. In the deeper sense, there is no end to beingness. And that's really central, essential level teaching. Each entity is only superficially that which blooms and dies. All the body level and the mind level, even the personality and the body, is only the superficial form, appearance of essence. The essence never dies. The form continues to change. Form appears, persists, and passes away. Personality appears, persists, and passes away. But the essence, or that which observes that, or that which causes that appearance, is beyond time, beyond change. And there, in the deeper sense, in that deeper reality, which is here in front of us, it's the essence of the form. In this deeper sense, or this deeper reality here, now, there is no end to beingness. So, I think let's just leave session 26 here. Because the next question, 2638, is an advanced question. Ra says this is properly a more advanced question because it's really a discussion of chakra energy transfers, and specifically in terms of sexual energy transfer. And I have a lot to say about that. So, let's focus on that next time. Let's end Ra session 26 here at 2637. Next time we'll pick up at 2638. We'll then finally I'll do some summary recap of human history from my PDF, which is actually titled Ra ET Quiz Cosmic History, Cosmic Plan and History. And do some kind of a recap over the last 700,000 years about that, and get into the advanced material about energy transfers, chakra conditions, and sexual energy transfer, and a deeper pass, understanding the seven rays and those, that. The rainbow of our man the rainbow body of our manifestation. So we'll do that next time, and that'll be the third portion of session 26. So thank you very much. Sorry, this is very wordy. This is very deep, and there's much to say. We'll carry on next time. Take good care of yourselves, and see you soon. Okay, good night.